This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Last week, wardens with the State Office of Fish and Wildlife served a search warrant at a southern Humboldt property suspected of diverting water from Redwood Creek to a marijuana grow site. When wardens, along with county code enforcement and environmental health officials, sheriff's deputies, and water quality personnel reached the scene, they found one suspect watering plants. He was taken into custody without incident. A second suspect, however, attempted to flee the scene on an ATV, and in the process ran down and then over a warden, causing minor injuries to the officer. The suspect, who was not identified, then rode the ATV off the road and down a hillside, where he crashed and suffered injuries serious enough to be admitted to the hospital. He was arrested and faces a wide array of charges related to the grow site, including numerous environmental violations. Officers confiscated more than 3,900 plants from the grow site, and the investigation was initiated after an incomplete and inaccurate commercial cannabis permit application had been submitted to the county. It was a deadly week in Humboldt County, with two drownings reported, and on Saturday, a man died after he collapsed at the scene of a criminal investigation in Fields Landing. The sheriff's office reports that deputies responded to a call regarding illegal camping and dumping on South Depot Road on Saturday. Deputies initially contacted several people at the site when the unidentified man began to interfere and act irrationally. He was placed in handcuffs and detained while deputies continued the investigation, but then the man appeared to suffer a medical emergency. Deputies removed the handcuffs and began life-saving efforts, and the man was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced deceased. Identification is pending, notification of kin, and the county critical incident response team will investigate the death. It was on Friday that the coroner's office released the identity of a man whose body was found floating in Humboldt Bay a week ago. The deceased has been identified as 48-year-old Shane Barbian, whose last address was in Nevada, and there were no signs of foul play. A toxicology screen has been scheduled. And it was last week when the body of an Arizona man was found by fishermen along the banks of the Klamath River near Young's Bar. The body was identified as that of 45-year-old Joshua Hammond. An autopsy was performed, and foul play has been ruled out as a cause of his death. Preliminary findings that he died as a result of drowning. The body of a Pennsylvania woman who was reported missing by her family on June 12th was recovered by the Trinity County Sheriff's Office last week near Big Bar. 30-year-old Ayette Dial, who was last seen at her brother's residence in Hayfork on June 9th, had been scheduled to fly back to Pennsylvania and never made the flight. Trinity County deputies located her body in a wooded area near Big Bar, and a cause of death has not been determined. Fortuna firefighters responded to a report of a house fire at a residence on Alder Road on Saturday afternoon at just before 4 o'clock. Arriving units found a detached shed fully engulfed, and firefighters initially worked to protect nearby structures before quickly knocking down and extinguishing the fire in the shed. Firefighters remained on scene for more than an hour to perform overhaul and chase hotspots. A cause has not been determined. There were no injuries reported. Mutual aid was provided by Rio Del, Lolita, and Cal Fire. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the impact that local forest lands have on the economies of the cities and towns in our region. For residents in Northern California and along the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon, all it takes is a glance to the east to be reminded how important the vast carpet of forest lands is to our region. The forests are moneymakers for local communities, but they are increasingly money losers because of federally mandated forest management practices. In 1979, more than 4.5 billion board feet of lumber was harvested from federal forest lands. By 1990, that number had dropped to 750 million board feet, and today hovers around 1.2 billion. Almost all of that logging is done by private companies, who also have replanted enough trees to continue harvesting regularly for another 50 years. But the Forest Service has seen a drastic drop in revenue, money that used to come from similar logging practices, but that has now been prohibited. That's led to massive overgrowth of federal forest, and we can easily see the results of that overgrowth as hundreds of thousands of acres burn in the areas around our communities.
Southern Humboldt residents are reminded that road crews will perform culvert replacement at Bell Springs Road beginning today through Wednesday. The road work was delayed by a week, and the road will be closed each day from 7 a.m. until noon. Controlled traffic will be in effect during the work period. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.